early did you have to get up for that?
At the crack of dawn to get the chores done. Because then when we were done, then we had to walk to school. And we belonged to Cooney River. That was a grade school that was like a half a mile away. Yeah. So we walked to school usually no matter what.
So did you do all these chores before you went to school?
Yeah, we had to do them before school.
Oh, wow.
So you had to do, like, manure, and then did you have to, like, feed anything?
Well, usually the calves we fed, but we didn't have, at that time, their herds were pretty small, so you didn't have many calves to feed. Then my dad did the milking, and then we had milk cans at that time. And then you set them, there was a cement tank in the milk house, and you set them in, and then you'd run water in to cool it down. And then eventually we went to, they called it a milk can cooler, where you set the cans in, then they'd get cooled down. And then once we got through that stage, then we went to a bulk tank where the milk went right into the tank, and that's what they use nowadays, too.
Did you just have dairy cows, or what other animals?
Yeah, dairy cows, and the pigs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
how many cows did you
usually milking? 25 or 30 was about max at that time for
her. How long did it take to milk one cow?
Oh, usually I'd say 5 to 10 minutes at the most. And most farmers had like 2 milk machines, so you...
Okay, so could you describe what your school was like when you were... You said it was like a half mile away from where you lived, so you walked to school. And was the school, was it like a one room?
One room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then we're about 30 kids there, all the classes in one room.
How did the teacher go about teaching, like, all the subjects fit for all the students?
Well, you kind I would say they kind of wrote the stuff on the blackboard, but you kind of did your own thing. You know, she kind of, all day long, she would kind of direct different things at different grades.
That's so cool.
Awesome. Okay.
Yep.
Then after that, you were finished with 8th grade. Then you went on to...
To Slinger. Yeah, Slinger High School.
Oh, so then you came here after you're done with your...
Yeah, he graduated from Cooney River and came here.
Okay.
Is Cooney River still there today?
No. That's gone.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were there a lot of kids, or not as many?
Our class was 62.
The whole?
Yeah, wow. We graduated in 62, and there were 62 kids.
And then, knew everyone pretty well.
What's really odd, though, we had our 50th reunion. Well, that would have been,
maybe 2 years ago.
2 years ago, and there's only 32 of us left.
Oh.
And that's...
So in high school, you were involved in FFA, right?
Yeah, right.
Yes. What did FFA mean to you when you were in?
Well, it was real good, but there wasn't really much because this was, I got a State Farmer degree, and that was first the second one in this school in Slinger.
1962?
Yeah, wow. 1962. So there wasn't much activity in FFA if I got the second one first.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you know who had the first one for Slinger?
Bobby Lonenecker.
Okay.
Yeah. And he got it the year before I did.
Okay.
And I got the first DeKalb Award also. And I have that stuff all in here.
So were there just, like, meetings that you would attend and then
talk? We had a meeting ever so often, I guess, during school.
Yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't really much of nothing other than you'd go to the fair and we'd have our display and, you know.
Showed cattle.
So, show cattle through FFA. Yeah, this was my state farmer degree then.
Oh, wow. Is that the
That's a copy.
That's very cool.
And it was first and second one in Slinger High School.
Did you have to apply for that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You had to fill out paperwork.
Right. And then it was held at Green Lake at the Baptist Assembly Grounds.
Okay.
Yeah. And then this was the DeKalb Award I got the same year for the outstanding ag student.
Yeah. So were there a lot of, like, farming classes that you could actually take through the high school?
Well, the biggest thing was I had Earl Vivian for ag teacher, and right about that time, the Babcock milk testing was coming into being, and a lot of kids wanted to have, or the farm kids wanted to have their milk tested, and I pretty much knew ag anyways because I was really involved with it. So during ag class, I never had to do much ag classes because I knew it.
Yeah.
So I did the milk testing. So almost every class I had there was ag. I was in the lab testing milk. So I got kind of cheated out of the ag classes. But I always got A's anyways because I knew the stuff.
Easy classes, yeah.
Yeah, I knew it.
What is that? Babcock milk tester. Can you explain to the girls what that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a test tube that you put the milk in, and then there was a chemical that you put in there, and then the milk turned color, and then a certain amount of the milk that was the color was the butter fat. And then you'd have to read the CCs or whatever the reading was on there, and that was the amount of butter fat in the milk.
Okay.
That's what the guys wanted to know, because the cows with the real low butter fat, then you didn't really want to save the offspring of them, because you got paid for butter fat.
So you wanted more of that.
Yeah, you wanted more butter fat, because that made more cheese. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, the fat, the milk is what they get cheese from.
Yeah.
So,
and did that depend on what you got paid for your milk?
Yeah, that made a big difference because there was a good bonus for butter fat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's how the farms made money, or your farm?
Yeah. The better the butter fat, the more you got for your milk.
Okay.
Did you have any other accomplishments in FFA other than the ones that you showed us already?
Well, this one here, I started, this was one thing I did. I started the Breakfast on the Farm back in 1988.
Okay.
I started that one.
Yeah. So how did you get, I'm in 4-H and they help out a lot. So how did you get 4-H involved in that?
Just asked for volunteers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because I usually work on that every year. Mm-hmm. The balloons. Or
how many were in or at your first breakfast? Do you remember?
Yeah. 1,200.
1,400.
Yeah, okay. It was by Bob Eidenfeld Farm.
And then the next year it was at Mark Pamperin's, and it rose to 2,200. So it just keeps getting more and more.
Yeah. Now it's usually between 4,500 and 5,000 people.
Wow. Is it just one morning or?
Yeah, one morning, second Saturday in June. And then all that I started back in 1988. And then I also started Egg Day on the Farm, where fourth graders come out to the farm. Mm-hmm. And that's grown from 100 kids to about, this year we're going to have about 800 kids come out to the farm. And that's April 17th to the end of the 18th. And that one, I got a National FFA Award back in 2000 for.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So FFA has really, affected you throughout your whole life.
Yeah, right. Yeah.